Mrs. Manley lived next door. She used to help a young brother with his test scores. When mama used to work late, she took me in, and I guess I filled the void from her son, Brendan. He was incarcerated on a trump charge. Bunch of knuckleheads that tried to pull his chump card. Just a skinny little kid, he used to run from them, until one day he snapped and popped one of them. But that's another story. See, Mrs. Manley was like a surrogate mother for my family. But didn't stop there, it's like the whole block used to treat a doorstep like the bus stop. Must stop and check her when I'm home from university. And when I come by, she exclaimed, "Mercy me, now look at you, son, acting like you grown up." All the love in my heart, she had it sewn up. I remember one winter I had come back. A shorty broke into a crib, he shouldn't have done that. Cause word got around, he got tracked down. We got our goods back, he got the beat down. Throughout the area, she was like royalty. Had our love and respect, plus our loyalty. But next summer when I made it home from college, my man Akma hit me with the knowledge that Mrs. Manley was in the hospital. I could feel my heart melting like a popsicle. Stop the fickle conversation, and I come again black. That's when he hit me with the grim facts. The way the scene went down is all too typical. A lot is a spot where this company used to dump chemicals. Environmental racism's what they term it. All the legal doublespeak I ain't concerned with. Such a big word for such bullish. Reminiscing of the days of the bullwhip. Fell to my knees and I asked God the question. Now what I'm supposed to learn from this lesson? The next day I went to visit the missus. She was short of breath and looking listless, losing most of her weight and her energy. I'd assume Mrs. Manley would live for infinity. But now I see her hair thinning out. I just gently hold her wrinkled hand while she drifts in and out. Finally mustered up the strength just to speak with me. The words that she spoke, I'ma keep with me. She said, "God is good always, all days. No matter what your troubles, give him all praise. Stop your crying, cause that ain't the way you was raised. Get back to school, mama wanna see some good grades." She gave a warm smile, we both knew the time. Memories of our life raced through my mind. I held my tears in, kissed her forehead. Invoke a spirit now, each night before bed. I remember all the things that you taught me. In my drawer I keep the watch that you bought me. And I'm sincerely thanking God that he let you spend some time with us, Mrs. M. I won't forget you.